Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he have destroyed thee. And toward her young one that cometh out from between her feet, and toward her children which she shall bear. For she shall eat them for want of all things secretly in the siege and straitness, wherewith thine enemy shall distress thee in thy gates.
When ye go, ye shall come unto a people secure, and to a large land, for God hath given it into your hands, a place where there is no want of anything that is in the earth.
Yet there is both straw and provender for our asses, and there is bread and wine also for me and for thy handmaid, and for the young man which is with thy servants. There is no want of anything.
They are wet with the showers of the mountains, and embrace the rock for want of a shelter.
For want and famine they were solitary, fleeing into the wilderness in former time desolate and waste.
If I have seen any perish for want of clothing, or any poor without covering.
A Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing.
So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man.
The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom.
Much food is in the tillage of the poor, but there is that is destroyed for want of judgment. The righteous eateth to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked shall want. In the multitude of people is the king's honor, but in the want of people is the destruction of the prince. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but of every one that is hasty, only to want. He that oppresseth the poor to increase his riches, and he that giveth to the rich, shall surely come to want. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man.
Seek ye out of the book of the Lord, and read. No one of these shall fail, none shall want her mate. For my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it hath gathered them. For thus saith the Lord, David shall never want a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel. Neither shall the priests, the Levites, want a man before me to offer burnt offerings, and to kindle meat offerings, and to do sacrifice continually. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab the son of Rechab shall not want a man to stand before me for ever. They that be slain with the sword are better than they that be slain with hunger, for these pine away, stricken through for want of the fruits of the field, that they may want bread and water, and be astonished one with another, and consume away for their iniquity. And I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and want of bread in all your places. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. But by an equality, that now at this time your abundance may be a supply for their want, that their abundance also may be a supply for your want, that there may be equality. For the administration of this service not only supplies the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content.